Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Shiloh Apothecary is your local family-owned pharmacy in Corinth who knows you by name. Contracted with North Mississippi's Primary Healthcare 340B program, we're the only ones around with in-house compounding capabilities. Check out the Shiloh Pack program to take the stress out of your medication management. ShilohApothecary.com.
What's up? Welcome in, everybody, on this Thursday night to this edition of the Red Bull Report. My name is Michael Borky. I almost forgot what day of the week it was. It's fine. Just ignore that I did not know what day of the week it was for half a second and just enjoy the podcast anyway. Glad to see you guys again on this Thursday night. There's NBA playoffs going on right now and hockey as well, NHL playoffs. So hope you're enjoying that. I actually watch a good bit of NBA and NHL playoffs. I just have it on in the background basically when I'm scrolling through Instagram reels. That is the reality of my situation. But my name is Michael Borky. Really appreciate you being here. This is going to be a very short stream tonight. I hate to tell you this is going to be a short one. We are going to talk, though, about Ole Miss's hosting resume and something that, you know, it's an annual thing. Everybody kind of knows about it, but it strikes me a little bit when it comes to this time of year and regional projections and things like that. So a look at Ole Miss's hosting resume with 3 weeks to go in the season. Will Ole Miss host? Well, we'll have to find out 3 weeks from now. But looking at the projections and looking at their resume, something is amiss. So we'll talk about that tonight on this edition of the podcast. Again, a shorter version. Forgive me for that. I have to go do something very soon. But in the meantime, I want to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online. Toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That is the website. They're also Exit 40 in Brookhaven. But you want to look at their online inventory. I know a lot of you don't live in Brookhaven, but you live within driving distance. And if you want a great car buying experience, don't just settle for somebody in your backyard. Check them out again online, toyotabrookhaven.com. They got a great selection, but more importantly, they will take care of you like a person. They're not going to try to get one over on you. They're not going to sell you a lemon like I bought from a different dealership here in the state of Mississippi back when I bought a vehicle. Also, $1,000 on me, $1,000, any in-stock new Toyota, $1,000 if you just tell them that I sent you. It's as simple as that. They have a great service department, one of the highest rated in the state. Any maker model, doesn't matter. They'll take care of it. So check them out, Toyota of Brookhaven. Exit 40 in Brookhaven online, toyotabrookhaven.com. They will deliver. I promise you that. So we had Kendall Rogers on the radio show today and talked a lot about Mississippi State's coaching search, as you can imagine. That is dominating our conversation on the radio show, as it should, of course. You know, if Ole Miss was doing a coaching search, it would dominate the conversation as well. But because it's Mississippi State, we are spending a lot of time talking about the Mississippi State job. And To be fully transparent with you, we've got there's a challenge that Haydad and I are going to have to navigate through with just a few weeks left in the season. It's talking about what the fans want to hear about every day while trying to keep it fresh, even though at a minimum, we've got 3.5 weeks left before they're going to make it a hire. You know, at a minimum, this thing could go all the way into the College World Series, especially if they're going to hire one of these two assistants. And I mean, let's say that Coggins, the guy, and Georgia goes to Omaha. Well, you're waiting until Georgia's done in Omaha before you hire him, and so on and so forth. So that's a challenge that we're facing is how do you talk about it while maintaining freshness for as long as we're going to have to talk about it? But we had some time to get a couple questions in about Ole Miss's ranking, which I don't really want to talk about that tonight. I don't necessarily care too much, especially at this point in the week. It did not make sense that Ole Miss did not move up at all from 23 after going 3-1 on the week with a midweek win over an SEC team and then beating number 9 in a series. Not moving up, that's goofy, whatever. I don't really care about that. The regional projection side of this stood out to me, though, and it always does. And now this conversation really starts to get serious, right? Because Ole Miss is on the regional hosting bubble. And according to D1, and this isn't the gospel, of course, but according to D1, right now they have projected from the SEC hosting Texas number 1 overall, LSU number 2 overall, Arkansas number 4 overall, Tennessee number 6, Vanderbilt number 9, Georgia number 10, and Auburn number 14. So those are who they have hosting regionals. Obviously, Ole Miss is not one of them. Ole Miss projected by them. Of course, things can change. As a 2 seed at NC State in the Raleigh regional. And that is what stood out to me in particular, because you can understand two things. Why this projection is probably a quote-unquote accurate one, because you guys know, you've seen it, they do what they can to find ways to not give every hosting site to the SEC. All right? We know that already. If it's a merit-based award, or I guess reward system, then it should exclusively be based on merit, but they don't operate that way. And it'd also be true that operating that way is incredibly stupid, because NC State's a perfect example. And I am just so glad that D1 has Ole Miss projected in the NC State regional to just poke holes in how stupid this whole discussion really is. So Ole Miss in the RPI is number 16. Again, Ole Miss outside looking in from a regional hosting perspective. Their RPI is number 16. Their strength of schedule is 10. They're 11-11 in quad one games. So 11 quad one wins. And Ole Miss is 12-1 in quad four games, right? So 16 RPI, number 10 strength of schedule, 11 quad one wins, 1 quad four loss. Let's go find NC State. 28 in the RPI. 28 in the RPI. 31 strength of schedule. Strength of schedule is 31st. They have 5 fewer quad one wins. They have played fewer quad one games than Ole Miss has quad one wins. And also they have 1 additional quad four loss. So by every metric, Ole Miss is better than NC State resume-wise. I mean, very significantly by every metric. RPI better than 10, strength or better by 10, strength of schedule better by 21, 5 more quad one wins, 1 fewer quad one loss. And so I asked Kendall about that, and his answer was, well, NC State's ahead of in the ACC right now, and that's why, that they're first in the ACC. And that answer is the correct one, because that's how, as you've seen in the past, the committee will try to do things like this. But it is total nonsense that it exists that way. It's absolutely insane that it would work itself out that way. But how about another one? Let's look at UCLA. UCLA, for example, is in the RPI 15. So 1 spot ahead of Ole Miss. Just 1 spot ahead of Ole Miss in the RPI. Their strength of schedule is 24. So not good schedule, right? Not bad. Certainly not bad compared to Ole Miss's anyway. Ole Miss is 10, so Ole Miss still better then, but it's much closer. UCLA is 2-5 in quad one games. 2-5 in quad one games. Ole Miss is 11-11. Ole Miss has 9 more quad one wins than UCLA. Their RPI is 1 spot off. Ole Miss's strength of schedule is better, and yet UCLA is getting the nod. Why? Because of conference affiliation and location. It's total nonsense. Last one I'll do, just for the heck of it, West Virginia, who they have right now at D1 the number 12 overall seed hosting. They're 18th in the RPI, which, again, 2 spots behind Ole Miss. Their strength of schedule right now, I know their record's outstanding, is 121. Their strength of schedule is 121. They have 6 quad one wins. They're 6-3 against quad one, so a good record, but they've only played 9 quad one games. Ole Miss has 11 quad one wins. They do not have a quad four loss to Ole Miss's 1 quad four loss, but those 3 teams, D1 currently has set up as a regional host, and Ole Miss not. It is, unfortunately, probably the right assessment from the guys at D1 to have this be their regional projection, because when you look at the volume of SEC teams, they will look for any and all excuses to send somebody like Ole Miss somewhere else. So simply put, if they just continue to win. Looking at this RPI right now, they have Oklahoma this weekend on the road. Oklahoma's 22nd in the RPI. So this is a really huge opportunity for Ole Miss to get back on the right side of the hosting bubble. Then they go to Mississippi State. Mississippi State right now 43 in the RPI, so not an ideal number. And especially if, one, they're going to have massive crowds next weekend in Starkville. Just go ahead and get ready for that. They're going to have massive, jacked up, juiced up crowds for Ole Miss coming to town next weekend, Mother's Day. Mother's Day, by the way, next weekend. So don't get caught being that guy at Kroger at 5 o'clock on Mother's Day realizing that he screwed up, okay? Don't do that. But the crowds are going to be huge, and part of me wonders if what motivation you're going to get from Mississippi State. If their first game since Lemonis' firing is any indication, they got a little bump from that. We'll find out this weekend. They're playing Kentucky, what that bump is actually worth. As you guys know, that Ole Miss has already beaten Mississippi State this year. They are a team that has talent. Their ace, Pico, is very, very good, a true SEC ace that can shut down any lineup. They hit the ball pretty well, in fact, really well. Their bullpen is kind of a disaster at times. And they do, so far this season, they've done little things poorly. They do the easy things poorly, does Mississippi State. But that is a series that traditionally Ole Miss does not win, especially in that location. It will be tough. And then, of course, finally with Auburn, that is a massive opportunity for Ole Miss at home. Auburn's number 4 in the RPI. So outside looking in at the moment, everything is in front of them to make sure that changes in their favor. But based on talking to Kendall today about it, hearing, kind of confirming what you already knew about how they operate, how the committee operates, if they see too many SEC teams, they're going to look for excuses to leave one out. Ole Miss can absolutely take care of business and get themselves on the other side, but they don't want to leave any doubt. That is the key, is just do not leave any doubt, and then it won't matter. That's a very elementary thing to say, you know, breaking news, more at 11, win all of your games and you'll host. But that is where Ole Miss sits right now. If they win, I mean, I think it's as simple as if they get 6 wins over the next 3 weeks, then they're going to be a host. It'll take care of itself. I mean, they'll have 18 SEC wins at that point. So tough stretch of games, big opportunity, interesting series coming up for Ole Miss starting this weekend with Oklahoma. And an opportunity to get back on the right side of the hosting bubble. But right now, the current setup just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We'll get to just a few comments, and then I got to go, unfortunately. Again, it's going to be a short one tonight. But we'll do that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, Edward, let's just fire through these before I get out of here. Let's see. Really sucks Braden Jones towards UCL. Yes, Braden Jones already, Ole Miss is already pretty thin in the bullpen, and they announced earlier tonight that he will be done for the season. That's unfortunate. That is a loss for Ole Miss. There's no doubt about it. They are already thin in the back end of their bullpen. So a little worried about them securing a host these next 2 weeks are going to be tough. They are, but there are also opportunities, and I think this team has shown you time and time again that mentally, they're equipped for it. They just need to go out there and do it. Trip to Starkville feels like it's going to be the difference. It's time they go win there. Despite that, I won't pick Ole Miss to win 2 there until I see it, no doubt. But if they go win 2 in Norman, we're probably talking about just don't screw it, and they'll host with some ease. I think 6 is the 6 is the key. So something to take note on is Auburn and Oklahoma are both 11-10. Ole Miss is tied at 12-9 with Vandy and Georgia. However, Georgia plays Missouri, so that's 15-9 automatically. No kidding. No kidding. Do I think Missouri goes 0-30? I think they're going to get one somewhere. I think they're going to sneak up and get one. But, and you're right about this. Mississippi State's going to go all in for the Ole Miss series. I know some people push LSU, Mississippi State is the greatest baseball rivalry ever. Yeah, those people, I mean, no. This one is more important. Absolutely, this one is more important. So, and yeah, I appreciate you, Edward. I really do. I'm trying to find UT Martin right now in the RPI, and I am struggling. I'm in the two teens right now. Presbyterian College is 220. Shout out the Blue Hose. That is, yes, that is their mascot. UT Martin, 239 in the RPI. They are 14-27 on the season. 14-27 is UT Martin. Let's see. What day is that game? Is that Tuesday or Wednesday of next week? It's Tuesday. Let's pull up Oxford weather. Because I know some weather's coming through the state this weekend. Oh, there's a chance of rain on Tuesday. 60% chance. What you hope is that sticks and they can find a way to cancel that game. Because you're exactly right. I mean, when you're on the fringe of hosting, just playing that game can be damaging for sure. So that's a tough one. Again, I'm sorry again for the short, quick thoughts on the podcast tonight. Just I've got to go take care of something. So I appreciate you guys. You say finally a sports podcast, not talking about Belichick's relationship. We did that on the radio show today for a little while. We did on the radio show today because quite simply, the craziest part about this story is that it's Belichick that is allowing something like that to infiltrate his entire operation. I know she's young and I know she's good looking and all that stuff, but I mean, he's had young, good looking women around him forever. The fact that he is allowing this to infiltrate his program, knowing what you know about him and the way he operated in New England, is surprising. You use the word disaster. It's a disaster. It is an absolute disaster on every level. And you're not going to win football games with this being your life right now. So is the national championship the last time Ole Miss faced Oklahoma? Let's see. I believe that is accurate, but I will double check that for you. Yes. That answer is yes. So it's pretty awesome. Zach Selman, Mississippi State's AD, was at Oklahoma at the time, I believe, right? I believe that's accurate. So there was a conversation. Somebody I know had a conversation with somebody that worked in Oklahoma athletics during the College World Series. And the person that worked at Oklahoma looked at him and said, "We're not ready for this," meaning like the SEC. Like, they were so taken aback by the sheer volume of people. And they were like, "We're not ready for this." And I think that proved true. Baseball, they're doing well, obviously, but as the department as a whole, I think Texas was a lot more ready for this than they were. But anyway, again, I got to run, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back Sunday to recap the weekend together, and maybe there's going to be some basketball news between now and then. I don't know. Just there certainly might be. So we'll see if that materializes or not. In the meantime, y'all be good. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you on Sunday. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.